Hey everyone, this is Barbara stepping in with a quick tip to help with our creative practice that we're developing. When it comes to creativity, consistency is everything. It's not just about producing more, it's about building trust with your creative self. Each time you show up, even for 30 minutes, you're sending a message, this matters. Isaac Asimov created writing like a full-time job. Sitting at his typewriter from 8 to 5 every day, you may not have 8 hours, but you can dedicate one, or even a half an hour. Over time, that daily rhythm strengthens your connection to your work and to your unconscious mind. You'll start noticing ideas forming throughout the day, during walks, conversations, even while you rest. That's your unconscious collaborating with you. Creativity isn't just for artists or writers, it's part of being human. Every time you solve a problem, make a connection, or find a better way to do something, you're creating. Think of creativity as curiosity meeting intention. A mechanic designing a custom tool, a teacher reimagining a lesson, a parent inventing a bedtime story, all are acts of creation. When you see creativity this way, it stops being a performance and becomes a practice. Something you nurture daily. Your creative work doesn't end when you close your notebook or shut your laptop. The moment you commit to a daily practice, your unconscious mind joins the process. It keeps gathering ideas, connections, and insights even while you sleep. This is why skippy days can make creativity feel distant. When you stop showing up, that quiet conversation fades, but with steady practice, the ideas begin to meet you halfway. Here are three steps that you could take this week to help with your routine. Choose one consistent time this week to create. Show up at that same time every day. It doesn't matter how small the window. Simply let your unconscious know that it can count on you. The second action step. Before you finish today's creative session, take 1 minute to write a simple prompt for your unconscious. Tomorrow, I want to explore, and finish that sentence. Let your mind work on it overnight. You'll be surprised what shows up the next day. Action step number 3. Notice one creative choice you make today. However small, name it, celebrate it. This simple awareness strengthens your connection to the creative energy that's already within you. Next week, we'll explore an essential part of maintaining this momentum, how to add renewal to your routine, so your creative practice stays energized, balanced, and alive over the long run. This is Barbara with Health Solutions Today, and we'll talk to you then.